Today's lesson walks you through an advanced Ableton Live 12 blueprint, an LTJ Buchum inspired, DJ friendly transition with a jungle swing, a two-layer bass line designed to sit warm and jazzy under atmospheric DNB drums and run autonomously in a Live set. Start by opening Live 12 and set the tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. The Buchum range. Overview: you'll build a two-layer bass rack, a mono sub layer and a textured mid/growl layer. You'll write an 8-bar bass loop with swung 16ths. Create two clip variations, swung and straight, then use follow actions to alternate them automatically. You'll map performance macros for low pass sweep, mid drive, width and transpose, route and mix for club ready low end, and prepare export stems for DJ use. Everything uses Live 12 stock devices. What you will build: instrument rack with two chains. Chain A is a mono sub operator, chain B is a mid/growl wavy double right arrow saturator right arrow EQ8, an 8-bar bass line with jungle swing timing and melodic movement, a clip bank with swung and straight variants toggled by follow actions, a macro rack with controls for sub width, low bass cutoff, mid drive and transpose, mix routing that keeps sub mono below about 120 Hz and applies gentle compression for cohesion. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Create the two-layer bass rack. 1. Make a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. 2. Sub layer, chain A, drop operator in chain A. Set Oscar to a pure sine around -6 dB. Add a very low triangle or octave voice at low level for subtle harmonics. Keep FM minimal so the sub stays warm, not metallic. Set the internal filter to a low pass 24 dB around 90-110 Hz. Set the amp envelope with a short attack, medium decay, and a sustain around 0.6-0.8 so the sub slightly sustains. After operator, place EQ8 and utility. Use EQ8 sparingly and set utility width to 0% for mono below 120 Hz. We'll map this to a macro. 3. Mid/growl layer, chain B, drop wavy double. Choose a rounded saw/square hybrid wavy double. Use two unison voices with tiny detune. Use a low pass or band pass for growl with some drive. Map a slower envelope to the filter cutoff for movement. Add an LFO at a very low rate for subtle pitch wobble. After wavy double, add saturator soft sign, drive to 4, EQ8 to shape the growl and a light compressor to glue. Optional. Add a subtle chorus slash ensemble for stereo motion. 4. Macro mappings. Macro 1. Sub width. Map the utility width on the sub chain. Macro 2. Low pass cutoff. Map both wavy double and operator filter cutoff so they sweep together. Macro 3. Mid drive. Map saturator drive. Macro 4. Transpose. Map the rack transpose or use a pitch device to allow +/4 semitones. B. Compose the musical bassline with jungle swing 1. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip on the instrument rack. 2. Program the notes. Place a root note on beat 1 of each bar for the sub, and add passing notes in bars 2-4. Favor thirds and fourths for that jazzy Buchum flavor. Hold sub notes for half to a full bar and make mid notes shorter so the growl articulates. 3. Create jungle swing. Open the groove pool and load a swing 16 or similar groove. Set bass to 1/16, timing around 70-85% for pronounced swing, and raise velocity amount to taste. Apply this groove to the bass clip. You can commit to bake timing or leave it as a groove. For strong shuffle, use groove amount at 100% and timing near 75. Alternatively, nudge every second 16th by 20-40 ms in the MIDI editor for a custom feel. 4. Balance velocities. Keep sub velocities steady. Allow mid-layer velocity variation for dynamic accents. C. Performance/transition clip bank 1. Create clip variants. Duplicate the bass clip. Clip A equals swung. Clip B equals straight. No groove or much lower timing. Make both 8 bars long. 2. Set follow actions. Clip A. Follow action right arrow next after 8 bars. Clip B. Follow action right arrow previous after 8 bars. This toggles swung and straight every 8 bars for an automated, DJ-friendly alternation. 3. Map performance controls. Map the rack macros to your MIDI controller. Sub width to a button or encoder, low pass cutoff to a big sweep knob, and transpose to a stepped control for quick harmonic changes. Set clip launch quantize to 1 bar for predictability and choose gate or toggle launch mode as you prefer. D. DJ friendly mixing and output 1. Keep the low end mono. Use utility on the sub chain with width at 0% for signals below 120 Hz or toggle via a macro. 2. Use EQ8 on the instrument output to notch troublesome mids and gently boost presence around 900-1.5 kHz if needed. 3. Optional sidechain. Add light compression sidechain to a kick reference for subtle ducking, short attack, short release, low ratio to preserve the Buchum vibe. 4. Export stems. Consolidate and export 8-bar stems, sub only, mid/growl only, and full, for quick loading into a DJ player. Common mistakes to avoid: overswinging. Timing above 90% breaks compatibility with straight drum loops. Keep swing roughly 60-80%. Stereo sub. Never leave the sub wide. Mono below -120 Hz is essential. Excessive mid boost. Avoid boosting 300-800 Hz too heavily. Carve instead. Hard quantize on swing. Completely quantizing removes the organic feel. Use groove or subtle nudges. Saturating the sub. Apply saturation to the mid layer, not to the pure sub. Not mapping transpose. Always include quick transpose control for live harmonic mixing. Pro tips: use a very low-level ghost kick MIDI clip to trigger a compressor on the bass track for musical ducking without audible bleed. Use envelope follower on a percussion return to modulate the wavitable cutoff, so bass motion ties to drum energy. Save the instrument rack with macros and two-clip variants as Buchum DJ transition bass rack for fast recall. Prepare 4-bar, 8-bar and 16-bar loop lengths and use follow actions or manual launches for variety. Use clip gain automation for micro fades instead of only relying on filter sweeps. When exporting, include both straight and swung versions with identical metrical length so DJ decks sync cleanly. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 60 minutes. 1. Set tempo to 173 BPM. 2. Build the instrument rack with operator sub and wavitable growl. Map 4 macros: sub width, cutoff, mid drive, transpose. 3. Program an 8-bar bass line. Roots on beat 1. Passing notes in bars 2-4. 4. Add swing 16 from the groove pool with bass 1/16, timing -75, amount 100%. 5. Duplicate the clip and make a straight variant. 6. Set follow actions to toggle every 8 bars. 7. Map cutoff to a hardware encoder and practice sweeping while toggling between swung and straight until the transition feels smooth. 8. Export consolidated 8-bar WAVs for the full bass and the sub-only version. Recap: you've created a Buchum-style transition. A 2-layer bass rack, an 8-bar jungle swing bass line, a clip bank with follow actions to toggle swung and straight versions, mapped performance macros for live control, and mix routing that keeps the sub mono and the mid layer textured. Save the rack and clips in a template for quick use in sets. Extra coach notes: artistic and technical context. Think of this bass line as a narrative element. Small timing nudges. Tiny pitch motion and filter movement communicate phrasing. Aim for warmth and motion rather than aggression. Keep the sub pure. Sign or fundamental content only below -120 Hz. Add body from the mid layer, not from saturating the sub. Design the growl around a resonant filter envelope and a modest band-limited boost. Animate wavitable position for organic movement. Macro strategy: set useful min and max ranges. For performance, make sub width 0-100%. Low pass cutoff wide enough to fully close. Mid drive 0-8 dB. Transpose -4 to +4 semitones. Groove tips: preview grooves with a drum loop you'll use in the set. Consider combining groove pool timing with manual nudges. Keep sub note lengths legato and mid notes breathing. Advanced routing: use an end of rack utility for quick mono toggles and a glue compressor with medium settings to glue layers without killing dynamics. Follow action tricks: cycle between 3 clips for emergent phrasing. Use follow chance for semi-random patterns, and use legato launch when you want envelopes to carry across clips. Harmonic mixing: often +1/2 semitones is enough. Label clips with root and key to speed decisions. Resample mid textures with filter movement into simpler for CPU efficient, organic tails. Export stems with BPM and key metadata. Normalize to -6 dB to leave headroom. Closing thought: treat this blueprint as a modular performance tool. Tweak macros and clips to the room and the set. The best Buchum-esque transitions are subtle, reactive, and easy to adjust on the fly. Build your presets with that in mind. Now, open live, load the rack, start building, and practice toggling swung and straight until it becomes second nature. Good luck, and have fun performing.